Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 526 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 16 recognized his machine. It was going down the street. I recognized it by the dark color. Its park light in front of the car, so close as to hit the car, and that's what called it to my attention. The top of the machine was up and the sides were open. The car was a dark maroon color and seats from 4 to 7 passengers. I don't know the number of it. I just saw a dark maroon car. I found out afterwards that it was Mrs. Hinchy's. I only noticed that particular automobile because it ran up in front of the car, and the car hit it and nearly turned it over. The accident occurred right at us. There was no light to the streetcar. It was going too slow, and they just came together and scraped. H.J. Hinchy, sworn for the defendant. I have known Mr. Frank between 4 and 5 years. I am mechanical engineer for the South Atlantic Blowpipe Company. I saw Mr. Frank on April 26th, opposite the main entrance to the Capitol on Washington Street. I was driving an automobile. He was on the streetcar coming down Washington Saint, going to town. I saw him, but did not speak to him. It was between 2 and 2:15. As to how I know that was the time after this matter came up, I experimented to see just what time it was. I saw him on the car, and I have gone over my movements just as I did them on that day. And the first time I experimented, I got to the Capitol 2:05, and the second time I got there at 2:08, and the third time exactly at 2:00. I came very near colliding with the car in front of the Capitol as I drove around in front of the Capitol. This car Mr. Frank was on rolled up in front of me. As I looked up at the car, I saw Mr. Frank sitting in the front end of the car. Cross-examination. I saw him only for a moment. I was too much occupied in trying to get out of the way of cars and vehicles. The crowd,